It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Kennedy.
I'm Bill Hemmer.
I'm Sandra Smith, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, April 18th, 2022. I'm Eben Brown. A city in Ukraine's west ceases to be a haven from shelling and onslaught. Residents of Lviv are scurrying at the sound of sirens.
We had multiple missile strikes within the city limits of Lviv, which is uncharacteristic from some of the other attacks we've seen in the region.
This is the Fox News Rundown, War on Ukraine.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Lviv is a major Ukrainian city. It is a city of students and young professionals, but possessing some of the European urban beauty one might see in Prague, and it had been left largely untouched by Russian weapons these past weeks. The city itself is fewer than 50 miles to the Polish border, which is why it is a necessary and important stop for refugees fleeing west. But its time as a haven might have been ended with a missile.
I think there's definitely increased tension here, and people are slowly starting to realize that this entire country is at war, no matter where you're at, where you're based or who you are, this war can impact you.
Fox News correspondent Jeff Paul is now back in Ukraine in Lviv after touring some of the neighboring nations of Eastern Europe. Some are former Soviet satellites whose own independence is merely decades old. For them, this war is a warning that Russia is close by, both in geography and in influence. But in Lviv, he tells us, the fear is palpable.
And unfortunately, we were reminded of that today when we had multiple missile strike within the city limits of Lviv, which is uncharacteristic from some of the other attacks we've seen in the region. And, as it stands right now, we know at least 7 were killed. And, crews are sort of still sifting through some of the rubble. There's, people who are injured from this attack, but definitely a lot of people on heightened alert now because of this recent attack. And a reminder, according to the mayor here in Lviv, even emphasize, when you hear those air raid sirens, don't go about your daily lives like you normally do. We see that people walking around living their lives as these air raid sirens are going off, and just telling people to take cover because we don't know where we could be hit next.
Lviv is a rather populated city in Ukraine's western section, and it's certainly a very busy city. But how well is it equipped to deal with this? There are air raid sirens, but like we saw in Kyiv and some other places, there were shelters available and there were contingencies ready. Is that the same in Lviv, or is this city and are these residents ready to handle prolonged attacks, which probably will become sadly the norm here if not within the next day or so, probably pretty soon?
Yeah, I think they're as prepared as any nation who is experiencing an invasion from a foreign country can be. I think the people here are aware of what's going on in the east and the south. I think the only shocker is just the reach from Russian forces from these long-distance missiles that are being fired now appearing into Lviv. Fortunately, in this case, it was something on somewhat of the outskirts of Lviv, and unfortunately, 7 people did die. But I think it underscores that, you need to have a plan in place. When you do hear those air raid sirens, you need to head to the basement or take shelter, because it can happen anywhere.
No doubt people are still watching around the rest of the nation. The bits and dribs and drabs of news that we get out of Mariupol and the revelation of just how immensely decimated that city has become. The officials in Mariupol have rejected a demand from Russia to surrender. I think that demand came over the weekend, and so what is new on that front? Because the Ukrainians seem to be adamant that they will not cede any territory to Russia here.
Well, I think there's two things at play here. You've got the Ukrainian forces who are left there, who are still fighting as much as they can with the ammo and the resources that they do have at their disposal. And then you have the civilians who have tried to get out, who have tried to essentially flee the crossfires of this war down in Mariupol. And we hear from time and time again, no matter how many times they say we've agreed to humanitarian corridors or to let aid in, we hear stories of, you know, Red Cross buses being shelled or being turned away by Russian forces. And these are buses that are trying to bring in aid to people who have very little resources, food, water, anything to sustain life. And then these are the buses who then try to evacuate people, innocent civilians, you know, mothers, daughters, sons, people who should not be caught up in this war, who are innocent in terms of they're not combative, they're not fighting. So there's two things at play there. There's in some figures, tens of thousands of people who are trapped and simply cannot get out.
We're getting an update from Fox News correspondent Jeff Paul, who is in Lviv after that city took its first major attack in the midst of the offensive from Russian forces. On the Fox News Rundown, War on Ukraine. We'll have more with Jeff Paul straight ahead. Other officials in Ukraine have been speaking to Western media. Dmytro Kuleba, the foreign minister, calls the situation there in Mariupol dire and heartbreaking. And that after learning what happened in Bucha, with what appears to be, by any examination, atrocities, that having peace talks with Russia has gotten a bit more difficult. Has there been any change, either with officials or just the people who live that live there that you've been able to talk to? Any change in their hope that there could be a ceasefire anytime soon? Or has this sort of devolved into the worst part of what it could be, and that is a resolution to fight this out no matter what?
I mean, we've all seen the horrific images in Bucha, which is in the Kyiv region, just outside the capital. And we have to underscore, this is just one city, one smaller town in a huge country where we're only starting to understand some of the atrocities that have occurred in terms of civilian life, in terms of innocent people. And so when you look at Mariupol, there's so much that we don't even know yet. I mean, there's been some estimates that could be, you know, 10 to 20,000 people who've been killed there, and that would far exceed any sort of the deaths we have heard about in towns of like Bucha. So it's hard for, I think, a lot of people who live here to wrap their head around it and to really fully grasp, you know, what could be found in Mariupol if and when there are any sort of independent sources that can get in there and discover what's been left over, what's been done at the hands of Russian forces.
You've recently returned to Ukraine from being elsewhere in Eastern Europe. This, one way or another, involves the rest of Europe, whether they like it or not, even if they're not actively fighting. But there is such a large ripple effect, either having to do with the refugee migration or the need to help either with some kind of financial or food or medicine aid to Ukrainians who are obviously now in need. What have you learned? What can you tell us about the response from these other nations and the people in these other nations who aren't just watching this from across an ocean the way we are here in the United States, but are watching it essentially next door?
I mean, just take, for instance, Poland. I mean, Poland has taken in more than 2 million people who have been forced to flee their homes. And you look at the surrounding countries around Ukraine, right along the border, whether it's Hungary or Romania or some of the other countries like Moldova, who've taken in hundreds of thousands of people. And so they're not only watching from a humanitarian standpoint, but also from what could happen next. I mean, there aren't any real hard borders between Poland and Ukraine. And, you know, when you have a strike, especially like we did here in Lviv, it's only 48 miles away from the Polish border. So it's, anytime a city like Lviv gets hit, I think it sort of heightens the awareness of just how close this war really is. It's not along the Russian border. It's throughout the entire country. And then you look at other countries that were formerly in the Soviet Union, like where I was in Latvia. They're watching this very closely because they know what it's like to fight for their independence. They had their independence, and, you know, it was only 30 years ago they fought to restore their independence. And so they look at this and they think, yeah, we're a part of NATO now, but things could change very quickly.
Jeff Paul, Fox News correspondent in Lviv, thank you so much for being with us again on the Fox News Rundown, War on Ukraine.
Thank you, Evan.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.